慈悲怜爱的天父，我们刚才的诗歌，我们众人同一个心愿献在你宝座的面前，我们信这样的诗歌已经在你天上蒙你垂听也蒙你悦纳。天父，不单只愿意我们的祷告和诗歌能够如此达到你天上的宝座，我们也愿意全台湾在这个时候2000多间礼拜堂众圣徒，他们在这个时候所献上的诗歌和祈祷，都能够好像馨香的祭，能够升到你宝座面前，蒙你悦纳，蒙你垂听。特别天父，我们有许多的感谢赞美要如此献上，你保守我们的海岛能够平安稳妥20多年，虽然今天我们国家遭遇一些难处，可是我们感谢你赞美你，你赐给我们全国的同胞都能够有坚固的信心来一同向前，哦，能够有一个坚固的勇气来冲破一切的危难。谢谢你赞美你，过去20多年我们虽然遭遇许多幽暗的日子，可是你的恩典是够我们用的，哦，神啊，我们可以在这里向你低头敬拜，说你的恩典是够我们用的，因为我们在需要的时候你就会坚固我们。在这里我们为我们国家，为我们在上执政掌权的人献上祈祷，神啊，他们需要智慧，他们需要聪明来把我们国家往前带，神啊，一切智慧都是从你来的，愿你敞开你天上的窗户，把这种智慧聪明赐给我们政府领导的人，也赐给我们所有站在你面前的弟兄姊妹们。哦，神啊，我们在这里更有一个更大的祷告，就是愿意你的话能够在这个海岛充满，如同水充满海洋一样，让我们的同胞能够丢弃偶像，归向真神，能够认识你独一的真神和你的儿子耶稣基督，一直能够得到永生。直到我们把今天上午的聚会也摆在你面前，求你开启我们的心窍，让我们能够认识耶稣基督就是你所差来的救主。神啊，我们需要一个谦卑的心，求你赐给我们，我们讲言的弟兄、出口的弟兄、翻译的弟兄都一同摆在你面前，我们承认我们是没有，你是万有，愿主你就照着我们所要的来充满我们，你按照我们内心的时空和需要来填满我们。我们把下面这个时间遥望在你手中，求你照耀于我们每一位同在，赐福我们在这里所传的信息，如此同心合意的祈祷，乃是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Now this morning I've chosen a topic that may not be too familiar to some of you.
今天早上我选择的这个题目，对我们中间有许多人也许不太熟悉。
And I'm going to ask you the question, do you have a gyroscope?
我这个题目是一个问题，就是你有回转仪吗？
And your answer to that question probably is, what is a gyroscope?
你们对我这个问题的回答也许是另外一个问题，就是回转仪是一个什么东西？
Well, it's a small mechanical deviceThat seems to defy the forces of gravity.
这是一个小的机械的仪器，是用来抵消万有引力的。
It is basically a small spinning wheel that's mounted in a movable frame.
它实际上啊是一个小的陀螺形的一个轮子，是装在一个可以移动的框架上面。
Jean Foucault was a French physicist.
Foucault 这位法国的物理学家。
In 1852, he built the first gyroscope.
他在1852年，建造了第一个回转仪。
And he was able to demonstrate the actual Earth's rotation on its axis with this little gyroscope.
他用这个回转仪表演来证明地球自转的这个事实。
He named this instrument a gyroscope.
他命名这个仪器叫做回转仪。
So there are two Greek words that go to make up and use that are used to describe this instrument.
有两个希腊字拼在一起来说明这个仪器。
Gyro in Greek means to revolve or turn around.
Gyro 这个希腊字就是旋转或者是回转的意思。
And scopine means to view or to look at.
Scopine 这个希腊字那个意思就是观测或者是看。
And so gyroscope means that it's possible to view the revolution of the earth.
因此回转仪它的本身两个希腊字拼起来的意思呢就是我们可以看到地球的转动。
Now, this is a small model of a gyroscope.
这个是一个小的回转仪的模型。
And I better do that one too, but you can see. It's a small toy, but I'll just try to demonstrate it for you on how it works.
这是一个小的玩具。那么我现在来表演，让你们看看它是怎么样动的。现在一直在转动了。
So it can do lots of things that defies the forces of gravity.
那么这个可以在很多方面呢表现它可以抵制这个引力。
And when it's placed on its rim like that, it just stays there spinning around and pointing in a very steady way.
假如我们把它就是放在这个轮子上面，那么它要转动的话，就可以一直转下去。
Now this is just a toy.
这是一个玩具。
But it demonstrates some of the principles that make this a very important instrument.
但是它可以说明一些原理原则，可以让我们看出啊，这个东西可以变成一个很要紧的仪器。
I'm just going to mount it here.
我把这个轮子啊，那么装在这个铅笔尖子上面。
On the pencil.
一个铅笔尖上。
I move the pencil and it stays up there.
那我把这个铅笔啊，怎么样转动，它都可以在上面转。
So there you are.
那么各位可以看到了。
Now you know what a gyroscope is.
你们晓得回转仪是什么了。
Now this is an important tool in our 20th century.
这是二十世纪一个重要的工具。
And the reason that this works is that there are certain forces that are functioning on this instrument.
那么这个所以能够这样活动啊，这样运用。是因为有很多力量在一起作用而发生这样一个现象。
And these forces that are functioning resist a change.
那么这些力量啊，它们在一起发生作用，可以抵抗变动，使它不变动。
After the meeting, if you want to play with our toys, you can come up here and play with them.
假如散会以后各位愿意来玩一玩这个玩具的话，我们欢迎你们。留下来来玩一玩。
And while this is turning, if you try to move it like that, you feel a resistance. You feel the forces of the top working.
那么假如它在这样转动的话，你要这样一翻过来，你就会感觉到有一股力量在抵制这个转动。
Well, the first one of these forces is called gyroscopic inertia.
那么这个第一种这样的力量，我们称它为回转惯性。
And you saw when I moved the pencil over here that it stayed in a straight upright position.
那么你们各位刚刚看到我这个铅笔啊，是把它改变成这样一个形状，而上面这个轮子仍然是直的在转。
This is called gyroscopic inertia.
这个叫做回转惯性。
You have a perfect example in your bicycle riding.
那么你们在骑自行车这件事上。又是一个非常好的例子。
As long as your wheels are rolling, you stay in the upright position.
只要你的轮子一直在转动， 那么这个车啊就可以保持直立的状态。
But when you come to a red light and you stop the bicycle, then you fall over.
但是假如你停下来，那么这个车子啊就会倒掉。
There's a second force, called gyroscopic precession.
另外还有一股力量叫做回转前进力。
This is a tendency to move in a right angles to the direction of any force that's applied to it.
这是一股什么样的力量呢？就是假如它受到外力，它会向相应的一个方向转动的一种倾向。
And so it's true when you lean over on your bicycle, the bicycle tends to move it to the right angle of direction in which you're going.
因此啊，假如你骑在自行车上，你把你的身体倾侧，这个自行车就会向你身体倾侧的这个方向前进。
Now there are three aspects about this instrument that I'd like you to consider with me this morning.
关于这个仪器，我在今天早上要跟大家一同来思想它的三个方面。
And we want to see how they can be important in our own daily living.
我们要了解它们为什么会成为我们日常生活里面的重要的一款。
Well, the first is directional certainty.
第一个就是方向的确定性。
And the second point I'd like to consider with you is operational stability.
第二个力量我要跟大家一同来研究的就是运动的稳定性。
And then we'll talk about substitutional capability.
最后我们要谈到代替的可能性。
Directional certainty is made possible by the gyro compass.
由于回转罗盘或者说环动罗盘，就使得方向的确定性成为可能。
The gyro's compass is superior to the ordinary magnetic compass.
回转罗盘呢，比普通的磁性罗盘要优越，性能优越。
The gyro compass is not affected by the steel or magnetic forces around it.
这个回转轮盘呢，它不受钢铁等类的东西的这个影响。
In the old days, when there were only wooden sailing ships, you could use a magnetic compass.
在旧时代里面，当我们航行还停留在用木船的时候，我们可以用磁性的罗盘。
But in modern era of steel and aluminum, we need a compass that's not affected by the magnetic forces of steel.
但是在现代这个新时代里面，我们用钢铁、用铝就不可以再用这个磁性的罗盘，而要代替用回转罗盘。
And the pitching and the rolling of a ship on the ocean will affect an ordinary compass.
船的翻滚颠簸可以使普通那个磁性的罗盘受到影响。
But when the gyro compass is affected by the moving of the ship, the compass stays in the same position.
但是如果我们用回转轮盘的话，罗盘的话，不管这个船怎么样颠动，怎么样摇拨，它永远是保持一个方向。
So the axle of the gyro compass is pointing toward true north.
因此，那么这个回转轮盘它的轴呢，总是这样的水平的，成水平的，它的方向啊，永远是对着正北方。
It is different from the magnetic north.
这个真正的北方啊，跟磁性的北方。
And so this makes it possible for the navigator to always know in which direction his vessel is heading.
因此，航海人就晓得他的船舶是在一个什么方向当中航行。
Now the gyro compass on most ships is about 11 inches in distance, about this much.
这个回转轮盘呢，就是一般船上所装置的 大概它的直径有11英寸。
And it weighs 55 pounds.
有55磅重。
Its motor produces a rotation of about 6,000 revolutions per minute.
它的发动机每一分钟的转动是6000次。
Now the gyro compasses on airplanes are not much bigger than this.
在飞机上装置的回转轮盘，那么罗盘不比我们现在这个玩具罗盘呢，大多少。
And they rotate about 35,000 times a minute.
这种罗盘，它的发动机可以每分钟转动啊35000次。
Of course, there's a little electric motor that keeps it spinning at a steady rate.
当然要用这个电力使它的转动，那么可以维持一个一定的这个速度。
And this principle has made it possible to explore outer space.
这个原则是我们可以这个太空探险呢成为事实了，运用到太空探险里面去。
It has also, unfortunately, made destructive missiles and rockets a nightmarish reality with their pinpoint accuracy.
但是也很不幸的，那么这个原则，同样的使那个具有杀伤力的飞弹与火箭，由于他们非常准确的那个准确性呢，使得这种东西成为可怕的现实。
If you're using a gyro compass, no matter in which direction you are pointed or turned, or no matter what other forces are applied against you, you will always know the true north.
假如你使用一个回转轮盘罗盘，那么不管你是往什么样一个方向去，不管你遭遇到什么外力的冲击，你总晓得那个真正的北方啊在哪里。
Now I'd like to talk about operational stability.
现在我要再谈第二种力量，就是运动的稳定性。
This is possible by the use of a gyro stabilizer.
那么这件事也成为可能了，是借着什么事成为可能的呢？借着这个回转稳定器。
This is an enlarged version of the small toy that we've been talking about.
那么这个是我们刚刚讲的这种小的这个模型的加了多少倍扩大了。
When it is mounted in the ship's framework, its wheel spinning, the gyro stabilizer or gyroscopic inertia causes it to resist the rolling and tossing effect of the waves as they beat against the ship.
当这种稳定器装在船上以后，它就可以产生一种回转惯性，用这种回转惯性的力量来抵制、来对抗那个轮船因为受到海浪冲击而发生的影响。
Several years ago, I traveled in the Taiwan Straits during a typhoon.
几年以前，我有一次在大台风里面，在台湾海峡坐船。
I was so seasick that I didn't care if I ever lived again.
我晕船晕到这样一个程度，以至于我活不活，再活不活都无所谓了。
It was a terrible feeling.
那简直是一个可怕的感觉。
And I really wish that we'd had one of these gyro stabilizers in that boat.
我当时啊，真巴不得那个船上有一种回转稳定器。
In 1933,3 of these big gyro stabilizers were installed in the ocean liner Conte de Savoia.
那么在1933年，有3台这种回转稳定器被装置在Savoia 公爵号这条船上。
These were 13 feet across.
这个回转稳定器的直径呢，有33英尺长。
And they weighed 110 tons apiece.
每一台重110吨。
And they would rotate at about 800 times per minute.
每一分钟的转动 是800次。
So the passengers above board would certainly appreciate a smooth ride in spite of the roughest of seas.
所以坐在船上的旅客，不管那个海上的波涛是怎么样的汹涌，他们仍然可以安安逸逸的，很平稳的。
And so we've seen that this little toy has brought about some principles that can be applied to a compass.
所以我们就发现了，这样一个小小的玩具啊，这个模型可以让我们看出一种原理原则，可以运用到罗盘上面。
And it can give stability to a ship that's moving.
可以产生一种力量，让船可以移动。
And it's possible to use it as a substitution, and it has the capability of directing flight.
也可以给它产生一种代替的力量，它可以引导这个船航行。
This is called a gyropilot.
这个叫做这个自动操纵装置。
When you're flying in an airplane and you're up above the clouds, if the pilot leaves the front and starts walking back and talking to the people, do not be afraid.
假如你坐在飞机上，那个飞机在云端里面，坐在前面驾驶员，他高起兴来到后舱里面跟乘客聊聊天、谈谈话，你用不着害怕。
Because he's already turned on the automatic pilot.
因为他已经把自动操纵的装置啊已经开起来了。
And this automatic device steers the aircraft or the ship, keeping a closer course to the true direction than even a human pilot can.
这种小小的仪器，它在驾驶轮船或者航空器的时候，比我们人还要更能够使船、使航空器在正确的航道上面。
Lawrence Sperry invented and flight tested the first gyroscope in 1912.
在1912年 ,Sperry 他发明了这个自动操纵装置，也第一次试用这个东西成功。
The automatic pilot helped Wiley Post make the first solo flight around the world in 1933.
这种自动驾驶或者自动操纵的装置使得卫理号游船在1933年环绕世界航行了一周。
The gyropilot is used all the time on the ocean and in the air.
在海上在空中现在经常的使用这种自动操纵装置。
It takes all the uncertainty out of your trip.
使你在路上航道里面的不确定已经完全消除了。
One can relax and rest knowing that there is a gyropilot at the controls and the flight will be kept on true course.
人坐在上面可以休息，可以放心，因为他晓得有一个自动操纵的装置，他可以控制航行的路线在正确的航道上。
Dr. Robert Maynard Hutchins, who was recently the president of the Chicago University, said the following thing.
芝加哥大学的现任校长 Hutchins, 他说过下面一段话。
He said, we do not know where we're going or why.
他说，我们不知道我们到哪里去，也不知道为什么要到哪里去。
And we've almost given up the attempt to find out.
我们差不多已经放弃了我们要找这个原因的意愿。
We are in despair because the keys which were to give and open up the gates of heaven have led us into a large but more oppressive prison house.
他说我们都在失望当中，因为那些应该把我们帮助我们打开天堂之门的钥匙却给我们开了一个大大的、更加具有压迫力的那个牢房的门了。
We thought these keys were science and the free will of man.
我们 认为这些药词啊，就是科学跟人类的知识。
But science and intelligence have failed us.
但是科学与知识啊，令我们失望。
We have long ago cast off God.
我们在很久以前就弃绝了神。
To what can we now appeal?
现在我们可以向谁申诉？
The modern scientific community has lost its way in the darkness of its own moral depravity.
现代的科学界已经在人类道德沦丧的黑暗里面迷失了。
We're now able to master many of the secrets of the physical universe.
我们现在可以掌握宇宙间许许多多奥秘的自然的现象。
And we can harness the powers of nature.
我们也能够利用自然的力量。
But we don't have a clue as to where we are going.
但是我们要到哪里去却毫无线索。
Naturally, we can read such quotations from the famous anthropologist such as Margaret Mead.
有一个很有名的人类学家，他的名字叫 Mead。他说过一句话，我们可以引用一次。
She said, "Can I commit my life to anything?"
他说，我可以把我的生命啊，交托给什么吗？
Is there anything in human cultures as they exist today worth saving, worth committing my life to?
在人类今天还存在的文化里面，有什么是值得我把我的生命储存下去，或者是交托下去的呢？
On all sides, there seems to be a terrifying sense of actually being lost in an existence which seems to have.No dignified meaning.
在各方面，人对于存在有一种迷失的感觉。
So,
这种存在呢，现在已经毫无重要意义了。
So, dear friends, I'd like to ask you, where are you going?
因此，各位亲爱的朋友，我要请教你，你到什么地方去？
Does your life make any sense to you?
你的生命。你的生活对你有意义吗？
What is the means by which you hope to get to your destination?
你要到你的目的地去，你是用什么样的工具？
What kind of a compass are you using?
你用的罗盘是什么型的？
Are you lost?
你迷失了没有？
Are you having any trouble finding your way?
你在寻找你的路途这件事上有困难吗？
The word of God tells us that it is not in man to direct his own steps.
神的话告诉我们说，行路的人不能定自己的脚步。
We do not have a personal ability to find our own way or to stay on course.
我们没有能力可以找得到正确的路，也停留在正确的路线上面。
In Isaiah 53 and 6, we read this.
以赛亚书第53章第6节这样记着。
All we like sheep have gone astray, we have all turned to our own way, but God.
我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路，但是神却不这样。
Well, dear friends, that's it right here. This is the most important introjection, but God.
各位亲爱的朋友，问题就在这个地方，解答就在这个地方。这就是神为什么要插手过问我们人的事的道理。
The living and true God of heaven decided to intervene.
这位又真又活的天上的神决定要来过问。
I'm so thankful this morning that there is a but God in the scriptures.
我在今天早上非常感谢神，因为在这一段引用的圣经的话里面有但是神却不这样这一段记载。
He moved into our own history in the person of his own beloved son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
他记着他的独生爱子耶稣基督的身体 进入了我们这个历史。
There are so many forces pulling at you in so many directions that you and I have a hard time knowing which way to turn.
在这个世界上，在我们的日常生活里面，有许多不同的力量，把我们向各种不同的方向去拉、去扯，使我们不晓得何左是从。
If we look at the ordinary magnetic compass, so much confusion of steel and other things around us make the readings inaccurate and false.
假如我们要看磁性罗盘，就是普通罗盘灯的指示，那么因为周围的钢、铁等等的外力的影响，这些指示是错误的，是不正确的。
And so, with these magnetic fields of force changing our needle, it spins around and we don't know which way to follow.
我们要用这种磁性罗盘呢，它的一个指针呢，是随着这个钢铁在转动的，我们就不知道我们正确的方向在哪里。
So we need a new kind of compass that's not affected by other forces.
因此，我们需要一种新型的罗盘，这种罗盘是不受外在力量影响的。
Now the Lord Jesus Christ is the new principle upon which we can cast our entire confidence.
耶稣基督就是这一位这种新型的罗盘，在他的身上我们可以完全信靠。
And we can always be sure that he will point us in the direction of true heavenly north.
我们可以永远的有把握，他所指的那个方向就是属天的正确的北方。
No matter what the current fads are or the change in society's mores,
我们不管现代的这种畸形这个人的行为的怪诞荒谬，也不管人类风俗习惯的转变如何激烈，
You can put your faith and confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ.
你都可以相信耶稣基督。
He's the one who said, I will instruct you and teach you in the way that you should go.
他是那一位，他说过这样的话，他说我要教导你，指示你当行的路。
I will guide you with my eye upon you.
我要定睛在你身上劝诫你。
Again in Isaiah 58:11 we read this.
在以赛亚第58:11有这样一段话。
The Lord shall guide you continually.
耶和华必时常引导你。
Dear friends, he is the one who came down from heaven.
各位亲爱的朋友，他就是那位从天上降世为人的。
And he, the Lord Jesus Christ, is the only one who can lead us back to heaven.
他这位耶稣基督也是唯一可以把我们带回天家的。
In Matthew 11:27, we read the following.
在马太福音第11:27，我们看到下面一段记载。
All things are delivered unto me of my Father.
一切所有的都是我父交付我的。
No man knows the Son except the Father.
除了父，没有人知道子。
Neither knows any man the Father except the Son, and whosoever the Son will be pleased to reveal him to.
除了子和子所愿意指示的，没有人知道父。
There's a famous passage in John 14.
在约翰福音第14有一段很有名的圣经。
Jesus said, I'm going to prepare a place for you.
耶稣说，我要去为你们预备地方。
And I want you to be there where I am.
我要你们在我在的地方。
And he said, he promised that we would know the way to that place.
他应许我们每一个人都会知道那条路。
Now verse 3 says this, if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself.
在约翰福音第14:3这样告诉我们，我如去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。
Thomas said to the Lord Jesus, we don't know where you are going. How can we know the way?
托马就对主耶稣讲，他说我们不知道你往哪里去，怎么知道那条路呢？
Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me.
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
Dear friends, are you groping in the dark?
各位亲爱的朋友，你是不是在黑暗当中摸索？
Have you lost your way?
你是不是迷路了？
There is no meaning in your existence until God's own gyroscope, the Lord Jesus, comes into your life.
除了神的回转仪，就是耶稣基督进入到你的生命里面，你的存在就是毫无意义的。
He is the only one that can give you directional certainty.
他是唯一可以给你方向确定性的那一位。
He always and unswervingly points to the Father's throne.
他永远毫无他物的把方向指着天父的宝座。
And that throne is from where he originated.
那个宝座也是耶稣基督所来的地方。
And the throne is where he gets all of his power.
也是他得到支取力量的宝座。
And the throne is where he wants to take you to.
那个宝座也是他要决定带你我一道去的地方。
Jesus Christ himself said, I am the truth.
耶稣说我就是真理。
He does not change.
他不改变。
He's the Lord of resurrection.
他是复活的主。
All the forces in history and time have not affected the unchangeable one.
所有在人类的历史有史以来所有的力量都没有使这位不改变的耶稣基督改变。
He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
他说我就是道路、真理、生命。
Everything about us changes.
在我们周围的一切都会改变。
Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
耶稣基督昨日、今日一直到永远是一样的。
There is no certain direction down here below.
在地上没有方向的确定，没有确定的方向。
But our gyroscope, the Lord Jesus Christ, would like the privilege to enter into your life and your experience.
但是我们的主耶稣基督就是这个回转仪，他要进入到你的里面来，要给你这样一个机会。
And if you accept him, he will give you to know the meaning of your existence.
假如你接受他，他就愿意给你一个机会，让你了解明白存在的意义。
He'll give you certainty of direction.
他要给你确定的方向。
And the greater blessing of all is that you'll come to understand that he himself is the able one to give you total meaning to your existence.
最宝贝的就是他要让你有一个机会能够明白生存的真正意义。
The second thing that will happen in your experience if you accept the Lord Jesus Christ is that you'll become to know his stabilizing ability in your life.
第二件就是如果你要接受耶稣基督做你救主的话，那么你就会发现耶稣基督在你的日常生活里面，在你的生命里面所产生的那种稳定的力量。
Dear friends, it's very important to have this stabilizing factor in our lives.
各位亲爱的朋友，非常要紧，我们的生活、生命里面要有这种稳定的力量。
Because we don't know what's going to happen.
因为我们不晓得会发生什么样的事。
今天我来到聚会的时候，我没有带雨伞啊，你看看，忽然间啊，哎呀，不得了。We don't know about the winds and the waves that will beat against us in our life's time.
我们不晓得我们的生活里面会遭遇到什么样的风，什么样的浪。
This can be very upsetting.
这个会很要命。
Think of all the disappointments you face in your life daily.
那么你们可以想一想，在你们日常生活当中 所面临的所面对的那些失望悲哀
They can be totally unnerving
这些可以叫你想起来都害怕
People are jumping off the tops of skyscrapers and bridges every day because they have no hope.
每天都有人从高楼大厦上面跳下来，从桥上跳下来。为什么？因为他们没有希望。
They have no stabilizing help.
他们没有稳定的帮助力。
The winds of disappointment rock their ship and they just give up.
这个失望的风浪。把他们的船打碎了，他们就放弃。
I know a very lovely Christian young lady.
我认识一个很可爱的信主的女孩子。
She was very much in love.
她在热恋当中。
But the Lord spoke to her heart and said, I want you to go to Japan to work for me in Japan for a time.
但是主耶稣对她的心讲话，她说我要你到日本去。
And so she told her fiancé that she would, she did appreciate his offer to marry her very much, but she would have to postpone that marriage.
因此，她就对她的未婚夫说：“我很感谢，因为你要娶我，但是我愿意请你把这个婚礼延后举行。”
But when she came back from Japan after several years, she discovered that this friend of hers, the boyfriend, had found another wife.
但是几年以后，他从日本回来，他发现了他的未婚夫，他的男朋友已经另外娶了太太。
So she was left very disappointed.
因此他很失望。
But not without the stabilizer.
但是他不是没有稳定器的女孩子。
The Lord Jesus Christ wants to be your gyro stabilizer.
主耶稣基督愿意做你的回转稳定器。
No matter how devastating, no matter how shocking the circumstances of life, He will be to you the one who will help you overcome.
不管毁坏力有多强烈，不管我们生活的环境受到何等大的震惊，他永远是那一位是可以胜过一切的。
He brings balance into our lives.
他带给我们生活的平衡。
He gives meaning and stability.
他给我们有意义，有稳定。
Let the typhoon winds do their worst.
随便台风怎么样去吹都可以。
If the Lord Jesus Christ lives in your heart and is your Lord and Savior,He will bring that stability right down to the very center of your being.
假如耶稣基督已经是你的救主和你个人的主，他就会住在你的内心里面，给你有一种安定。
And so he's the one who can bring the peace of God and the stability of the throne of God down into your meaningful life and existence.
因此他就是那一位可以给你有意义的生活生存可以带来神的和平神的平安和神的稳定的那一位
How very important it is to invite the Lord Jesus Christ to come down into your heart
因此邀请耶稣基督接受耶稣基督到你心里去是何等要紧的一件事
Well, finally, we come to our third point.
现在我们要谈第三个要点。
And here we talk about the competent co-pilots.
我们现在讲的是那个这个有能力的很胜任愉快的跟我们同坐驾驶员的。
So often we're just too tired to keep on controlling.
我们常常太累了，不能够继续。
Many times we're just too sick.
有的时候我们病得太厉害。
Or we get too nervous or too excited.
或者我们太紧张、太兴奋。
We cannot do a good job of steering and directing our own lives.
我们不能够把我们的生活、生命管理得很好。
In fact, most of the time we make messes out of our own lives.
实际上， 我们让我们的生活乱七八糟。
The other day in our clinic I talked to a young lady.
在前几天在我的诊所里面我跟一个年轻的女士谈话。
She wasn't married.
她还没有结婚。
She didn't mean to get pregnant.
她没有意思想怀孕。
She embarrassed herself.She embarrassed her family. In fact, all that know her are embarrassed by her actions. She's in a mess and doesn't know which way to turn. Dear friends, we need the Lord Jesus Christ to give direction to our lives.
各位亲爱的朋友，我们需要耶稣基督来指示我们的方向。
We need His stability to help us in our fickle lives.
我们需要他的能力来帮助我们过我们这种多变的生活。
But most of all, we need him to come in and take over control and be our automatic co-pilot.
但是最要紧的，我们是希望他能够进入到我们的生命与生活里面来，跟我们一同做操纵的驾驶的。
He wants to control the vessel or ship of your own life.
他愿意来操纵驾驶你生命的船。
It's not only in the matter of direction and stability, but he wants to have the privilege to actually help you run your ship in everyday affairs.
他不仅仅是要来管理你这个船的方向和它的稳定，而是要管理你每一天日常生活里面的一切事。
To receive Jesus Christ is not just to go to meetings.
接受耶稣基督不是单单的参加聚会。
It's much more than just carrying your Bible to church on Sundays.
比单单在礼拜天拿一本圣经到礼拜堂要重要的多，要多得多。
It's far more than just handing out invitations on the street.
也不单单是在街上啊把福音单张。
It's really allowing and inviting Jesus Christ to take over the controls of your own personal affairs and your life.
而是要容许，要邀请耶稣来管理你自己的私事和你的私生活。
It means that your own plans and ideas have to be set aside.
那就是说，你自己的意见，你自己的计划。都要放在一边。
Your own opinions have to be discarded.
你的看法要弃绝。
And you have to let him take over absolute control and have the full authority in your life.
你要让他来完全的管理你，对你有绝对的主权。
If you yield to Jesus Christ, you will know the direction of God in your own experience.
假如你降服在耶稣基督的面前。你就会了解，你会经历到这种认识神的方向的这种好处。
And you'll experience the stability of the throne in your daily circumstances.
你在日常生活的环境里面会经历到这种宝座上面的稳定力的那个宝贝的经验。
And you'll know the help of God in bringing and controlling your life.And thought to the pleasure of God's own will.
你可以你可以经历到神在控制你的生活，控制你的思想，为控制你的思想生活讨他的喜悦这件事上得到神的帮助。
Well, friends, I'd like to close with this final thought.
各位亲爱的朋友，我要把下面。这个思想来结束我们的聚会。
We've been talking about the gyroscope and how it's affected the meaning of progress in the 20th century.
我们谈到过这个回转移的意义，以及这个回转移在二十四世纪对人类进步的这个要紧性。
And when this a gyroscope.Is operational, there's an interesting little hum or sound to the revolving wheel.
在这个回转仪啊，它转动的时候有一种声音啊，一种声音在发出来，这是一个满足的 很满意的声音。
And so you hear that humming going on.
你可以听到这个很满这个声音啊发出来。
So I think that if you operate according to what we've been talking about and you receive the Lord Jesus Christ into your own heart, you will know something of that satisfying hum of heaven in your own experience.
所以假如各位照我们今天所讲的来运动，你接受耶稣基督做你个人的救主，你就会听到这种满意的这个声音。
You hear the peace of heaven and the joy of God in the hearts of those who really know Jesus Christ.
你可以听到那个真正在内心当中认识神的那种神的平安喜乐的满足的声音。
You will know this peace that goes beyond human comprehension and understanding because your sins have been forgiven.
你会认识这种平安是出乎我们人类想象之外、意料之外的，因为你的罪已经得到赦免。
Jesus Christ is the only one who can answer to God's satisfaction the question of sin.
耶稣基督是唯一能够答复神对于罪的要求的那一位。
He paid God's demand for the price of cleansing my conscience and my sin.
他为了洗净我的良心，洗净我的亏欠，洗净我的罪，他付出了神所要求的代价。
Jesus Christ gives the power over sin and evil in our lives.
耶稣基督给我们胜过我们生活当中罪恶与邪毒的这种能力。
He gives the meaning to sickness and frustration in our lives.
他让我们的疾病和我们的挫折都借助这些事情给我们有意义。
Jesus Christ is the great gyro of heaven.
耶稣基督是属天的那个最伟大的介罗。
He is God's ultimate answer to the question of direction, of stability, and of control.
他是神对于方向、对于稳定、对于操纵这三样事情的一个总的解答。
You can give yourself in confidence to the Lord Jesus Christ.
你可以相信耶稣基督。
If you do, you will experience the hum of God's satisfaction in your own heart from this very hour.
假如你这样做了，在现在这个时候，你就会经历到神在神给你的那种满足的声音。
So when I ask you the question, do you have a gyroscope?
因此，我再要问你这样一个问题：你有没有回转仪？
I'm not talking about this toy.
我不是讲的这个玩具。
I'm talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, who's God's own gyroscope.
我所讲的是主耶稣基督，他是神的回转仪。
Do you have Jesus Christ to give you direction?
你有没有耶稣来指示你的方向？
Do you have Jesus Christ to give you stability against all of the winds of this world?
你有没有耶稣基督给你一种稳定的力量，让你可以抵抗这个世界的暴风？
Do you have the ability to take your hands off the wheels of direction and give it over to the Lord Jesus Christ?
你有没有能力可以把你的手从你的方向盘上拿开，而让给耶稣基督来驾驭？
He wants to control your life.
他希望来管制你的生活。
He wants to forgive you of sin.
他愿意赦免你的罪。
He wants to bring the hum of God's satisfaction into your own experience.
他愿意把神那个满足的声音让你来经历。
And so we invite you this morning, if you've never accepted or invited Jesus Christ to your heart, to do that this morning.
所以我们对